This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
It's time for the Falcons report on Dukes and Bell.
Looking, shoots it for the end zone. Intercepted, A.J. Terrell.
All the highlights and interviews you need from the Dirty Birds.
Fighting all the way through, finding a way to get that win is absolutely outstanding. What we love to do.
The best the Falcons have to offer right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
You shall not pass.
We are Dukes and Bell. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man. We are getting ready for a big Hawks game tonight as Detroit is in town to take on the Hawks. Both teams have great win streaks going. Detroit guys, they've only lost two games all season and lead the Eastern Conference right now. Hawks on a five-game win streak of their own. Five games coming off that West Coast road trip.
Five! Yeah, baby.
So we'll definitely dive into that before the end of the hour. You'll be able to listen tonight, by the way, right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Pre-game at 7, tips at 7:30. And Mike Conte will have the pre-half and post for you. Of course, our man Steve Holman, which if you haven't heard Steve, you've got to hear Steve coming up.
Steve was in rare form last broadcast. Stay tuned. According to the nerds at ESPN, Hawks have a 59.7% chance to win this game, despite not having Trae Young.
Yeah, look, I actually even think they're favored, Mike. Last time I looked, I think they were it's a one-point game or something of that nature. But that tells us that that's how the odds makers are looking at our team and saying, hey, they're competitive. This is not going to be a blowout, or at least it shouldn't be.
1.5. Are we a 1.5-point favorite?
There it is. So I am very curious to see how our team responds tonight. Should be a great game. All right, more on that coming up. If you're just tuning in and just joining us, you're wondering a couple of things. One, Dukes and Bell update on Michael Penix. There isn't one right now. He's getting a second opinion. Once we get word on that, guys, we said maybe tomorrow, Mike, certainly by the end of the week, we'll probably know whether he's going to have surgery or not. Mm-hmm. But there is no update as we are on right now, and there hasn't been leading into us coming on today. The update on Drake is what it is. The PCL, we know he's out this week against the Saints. And as far as him moving forward, Mike, we can't project 2 weeks from now, but we'll ask Coach that question tomorrow when we're up at Flowery Branch. But the two main injuries, I know that's what you're probably concerned about and saying, all right, what does this mean? Where are we going to go? Regardless of whether you think they're done or whatever, okay, I am still concerned about the Michael Penix injury, first and foremost, as Mike and I have talked about today, because it could affect your future. It could affect how you look at this team and say, okay, is he going to be able to come back and do the things we need him to do, which we hope is the case, or are you looking at this, Mike, and saying, what if he's not what we need him to be? How do you look at our quarterback position? There's a lot that goes into this, man.
And I know it's cliche, but it's easy, though. It's a great movie, and it's a great quote, the good, the bad, and the ugly. That's Michael Penix Jr. I mean, this year, I just thought when we were talking last summer about how good he looked in the final game, did enough to win against Carolina, defense couldn't stop anybody. You know, you had a pick early against the Commanders, and he really dialed in, should have had a game-winning drive, makes that great touchdown throw to Pitts, really gets right in the middle of the field, just throws a rocket in there. Okay, this guy's got some poise. He handled some big moments. And then this year, there's been a little bit of everything. The footwork, that was the first time we mentioned the footwork, was after the loss up in Charlotte, where he just had some really bad habits and flat-footed and pick sixes and setting them up in field position. And then we've seen, you know, and how much of this is you blame the play calling, the offensive line, the execution. To me, it's a three-way pie chart on this one, 33% to go around for each. But, you know, the third and long, you put him in unmanageable situations where they just tee off on him in the blitz, and he just can't handle the blitz. So how do you help him? First things first, when do we see him again?
Right.
Because after just 14 games, and this isn't hating on the guys, I said to some guys earlier on text line, we just don't know what he is. And if, heaven forbid, if you're a Raheem Morris fan, heaven forbid, if you're a Falcon fan like me, I'm ready to change everything, you may have a new coach, a new general manager come in that are not tethered to Michael Penix Jr. and feel completely different about him. But as Carl said, we don't have a first-round pick, and it's a $57 million cap hit if you brought, just for argument's sake, Cousins back if he balls out these last seven games, as long as those odds may be.
Yeah, and by the way, the reason why that's important is because you can say, well, he's not going to be here. He's not. Because what if we get word that Michael Penix is not going to be ready for the start of the season? We don't know the extent of this injury. You're now guaranteeing who a guy who's under contract is not going to be here? He's under contract till 2027. So this changes.
You ever done anything dangerous?
This changes
not him.
Trajectory, Mike, of what Penix and certainly Cousins could be here with this franchise. Let me tell you what I don't want to do. It's Dukes and Bell Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. I don't want a gap quarterback to come in here and lose another season. Okay, this is eight. We're not potentially going to the playoffs. Mike, I don't want to know. Cousins goes away and you go, yeah, that's what we need to do. And then we have a gap quarterback come in who's not going to be as good, not going to be as talented because they're not going to pay him, right? And this team takes a step back. I don't want to go through that. I'm telling you, if it comes to the worst, I'm wanting Kirk Cousins back here. What does that look like? I don't know. But if you already owe him this money and you were thinking about cutting him post-June 1, you were going to split this cap hit into two years. You were going to pay 22.5 the first year in 26 and then 12.5 in 27. Just keep him here because now all of a sudden this break glass in case of emergency thing is real.
But the thing is we need Kirk Cousins to play at the level he was before the injury last season. I mean, as we said, you know.
Now, I don't think he can do that.
I don't know. He hit some guys in the hands and they dropped the ball. Pitts dropped the ball. Like Drake was banged up by the time he dropped the ball that would have potentially set up a touchdown. And we win the game and they got no timeouts and that's it.
He's told us he hadn't forgotten how to play football. Mike.
Right. And look, the quarterback thing, you know, we've seen that. We know where his head is at. I had a chance to speak to him off the air a couple of weeks ago. You know, he still wants to compete. He wants to be a starter. But, I mean, can he do it? Okay, it would be one of the friggin' great stories. And of all the things we've gone through in this soap opera now on a second year.
Here's your chance.
If Kirk Cousins can come back and deliver the goods, the problem is he doesn't have Drake London this week. Darnell Mooney is so inconsistent.
Watch Mooney have a big game.
Watch him. And, you know, he threw two touchdown throws to Kyle Pitts in Tampa last year. One dropped at the pylon. Lucky for us, Fox didn't have a pylon cam. But, hey, if you can get that cooking, stranger things have happened. To your point about the quarterback class next year, it's the ultimate retreads. Aaron Rodgers is likely going to go away. Daniel Jones may get retained by the Colts. After that, Flacco, Mariota, Garoppolo, Wentz, Russell Wilson, Tyrod Taylor.
Bums.
So that's nobody you want to see here.
You're willing to do that over this?
No. I mean, but the first things first is, as Carl said, now the good news, bad news is if you don't like this coaching staff, if you don't like this regime, and if you're like Dave Archer, you'll hear our conversation, a passionate conversation with Arch, that he feels the coaches are doing enough, it's on the players. Okay. Well, then if you bring him back, then you got to go what? Go 6-1, 5-2 down the stretch? I mean, to be another mediocre 7-10 or 8-9 season, you know, because the key to me is if you're evaluating this, we did this role playing we did earlier in the show where I'm Arthur Blank and Carl was Raheem. I'm going, so explain to me what happened in the Miami game. Explain to me what happened in San Francisco when you didn't have enough players on the field or too many. You know, explain to me what's happened in Berlin. You know, talk to me. To me, I think you've seen enough body of work to not believe in this staff. Yeah. That regardless of what happens in these next seven games would change that outcome. But as you brought up, Arthur Blank may not want to go down that road.
He may not. Let me let you hear Raheem Morris. Now that Penix is injured, that everybody else has to do bigger and better things. Here's our coach.
You know, obviously it hurts your heart when your quarterback goes down, or anybody in your football team, any of you guys. That's definitely always one of those things that was going to be harmful. But you got to recenter. You got to focus. You got to go with the next man up mentality. You got to lean on, you know, other people, other places to be able to go find a way to get those things done. You know, you got really good football players here, whether you're talking about Bijan Robinson, Tyler Allgeier, you know, you're talking about Mooney, you're talking about Kyle Pitts, and you got all these people that are really healthy that can go out there and lead you, and we'll let the guys go.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Go lead us and get that thing done.
The guy that they have to lean on, regardless of who the quarterback is Bijan Robinson. Regardless of who's going to take snaps, let's lean into him the rest of the way. Mike, look, I don't want to run him into the ground, but we're going to have to run him into the ground.
Right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.